Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sanjeev Advani. If you haven't been here before, I am bringing you real estate property management construction news in an easy to digest format that will help you learn and invest over the long term. Today, we're going to be talking about national retailers and how they select tenants and how that can affect your actual residential rentals as well. So today we're going to be going into, kind of how these people, as far as national tenants or national retailers, select their tenants, right? Because the big thing is that not all tenants are made the same, right? So you have tenants who are going to be working at the lower income spectrum. You have tenants that are going to be working at the higher income spectrum. You have tenants who are in transition between those two. You have tenants who, need more space because their family is getting bigger. You need have tenants who need more, or excuse me, less space because their family is growing up, so to speak, right? And so that essentially is going to be another kind of factor, right? And so essentially what we want to do, or what these national retailers are doing, is they're looking at, okay, well, if I'm going to open a mall in a specific store, then where exactly can, or excuse me, a mall in a specific state, where exactly can I get the highest quality tenant that's going to pay me the most amount over time? And so they're focused on the actual income being very stable. They're focused on the income being high, and they're focused on basically having somebody who's planning on staying for a very long time, right? And so essentially, if you have those factors, that provides for a very good rental. And the thought process then is, okay, well, if we know that those are the factors that provide for the best rental, why don't we just use that for the residential sector and go ahead and apply that to our investing as well? So what we can do is then essentially what we have to know is, well, who exactly are we trying to go after? Are we trying to go after the people who are going to give us higher margins, but they may have higher maintenance, they may have lower incomes, they may leave a lot quicker than other tenants? Are we going after the market where, these people have higher incomes, they can afford to leave the property, they may stay a little bit longer, but they also, can afford to leave the property, and so they choose to, right? And then obviously somewhere in between, right? So where you're looking at someone who's got pretty stable income, they're kind of at the early phase of their family life, and so they plan on staying in a place, for a pretty long time, right? And so looking at that, essentially what we're doing is we're saying, okay, well, we're acting just as a commercial landlord would, right? Because a commercial landlord is going to put a lot more weight on somebody such as Starbucks or Walmart coming in and saying, hey, I want to buy this, or excuse me, I want to lease this property from you, versus someone who is just starting their first location and has no previous experience and no money in the bank, right? So because of all of this, then we can take that and we can also say, okay, well, let's go and look at this against residential properties, right? And so essentially what we're doing is we're saying, okay, then as our tenant, what essentially we want to be looking at is somebody who's going to be paid higher, right? Someone who might have a salaried position, or a family that might have multiple salaried positions. Then you're also looking at reliability, right? So have these people been in this work for a while? And if they have, then obviously that's a little bit more reliable as far as a factor is concerned. Then you also have to look at the economic reliability, right? Because if you have a job, so for example, AI is coming out right now, well, not right now, but is becoming big right now. And so if you have a person that, essentially their job is going to be taken by AI within the next 6 months, obviously that's not a very high reliability as far as income, excuse me, economic is concerned. They may have a good income though, and that can, offset your choices. But if we make those decisions as far as, okay, this is the kind of tenant that we're going after, now we back into, okay, which properties would those tenants want to stay in? So for example, if you're looking at a property where you're going to have, a younger family who's going to have, maybe college degrees and, a history of employment, then those people are probably looking at houses. Those people are probably looking at 3, 4, 5 bedroom houses, and they're probably looking in neighborhoods that have good school districts. And so now you can start to look at, okay, well, this is what these people are looking for. This is where I feel I'm going to have the best quality of tenant. Therefore, I want to purchase these types of properties. And because of that, then what you're doing is you're kind of backing into, okay, well, now when I buy the property, I should technically have a pretty stable tenant and should have a pretty stable income. And that should provide me with very stable financials on the back end. So I know, okay, every month I can kind of count on this property, right? The other thing that you want to look at is now when you are working with these types of people, are they going to want to spend $4,000 a month in rent? Or are they going to want to spend $2,000 a month in rent, right? Because if you're in that market, but you're charging them $4,000 a month in rent, but they only want to spend $2,500 at most, then you're going to miss a lot of people. So you have to make sure that the property that you're looking at is going to make sense with the type of money that they want to spend, with the type of area they want to be in, and also that you want to make sure that, you're not overpaying for this property. So then you're ending up in kind of a negative position, right? And so essentially, that's the way we want to look at, comparing kind of national retailers, because they're looking at not only, incomes, but they're looking at, traffic patterns. They're looking at, housing sizes. They're looking at expansion as far as commercial development, all of these different factors. And they take all of that data, they crunch it down and say, okay, this is where we want to be. Right. And so that I think is really important as far as when we're looking at investing and how we can invest for the long term. I hope this provided you value. Please hit that thumbs up. Please hit that subscribe. And if you have anything as far as comments, please leave that below. If you don't like what we're doing, let me know and we can for sure, start providing different content and things like that. We just want to bring value to the community and we hope that you to see you on the next one. Thank you. Take care.